Warning. This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy.
Oh shit, did I call the wrong number?
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We're on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no shit from nobody. I talks a gang of shit against people that piss me off. And people that get on my radar. Once you pissed me off and I discover who you are, you're done. And I make sure you're done. Today will be no fucking different. Like to give a big shout out to everyone on rantinglouisb.blogspot.com/listen live. /p/listen-live.html if you want to be fucking technical about the shit. Today I will be talking about Christian identity. Yes, there is a religion out there that is affiliated with white supremacists, or the idea of white supremacy. But before we get started with that, I want to cover these topics real quick. I want to talk about some of you may have messaged me during the week about the riots that were happening in Flatbush, Brooklyn, which is about 5 miles away from me, 5-6 miles away from me. Apparently there was and I wouldn't call it a riot. I would call it more of a an unofficial protest. And that's what the media likes to call a riot, when people are pissed off and they take to the streets. See, that's one thing that's going to piss me off. Okay, if it was a bunch of white people, and look, there is racism in the media. There still is racism, and I hate playing the race card, because look, it just sickens me. I can't stress. And they do this to, they'll call anything a riot that's any type of anti-establishment, no matter the color. There you go. See, I dug myself out of that fucking hole. Anyways, officers who shot Kamani Gray have been repeatedly sued for civil rights violations. Look, there's a documentary going on the internet called The Biggest Street Gang in America that talks about, police from across the country. Their violations, their abuses against the people. And Blogspot is banned. Okay. All right. Somebody just messaged me. Blogspot is banned in their country. All right. So basically, let's do this. Okay. We got Texas. We got Connecticut. I'll get you guys on. So there was basically they were taken to the streets because a 16-year-old boy was shot and killed. I mean, the same thing, I really don't know much of the story. As far as I heard from the media, which of course this, they lie. They thought he was pointing something at them. And look, I do security. I've done retail security. And what these little kids like to do is they like to act like they have something on them to try to scare people because they think that shit is funny. They like to play games. 16-year-old, especially 16-year-old, you know, minority kids, they think that shit is funny. They play games with the cops acting like they're going to pull something on them. And, you know, they'll run from the cops even if they don't have nothing on them because the shit is a game. Let's see if we can get away from the cops. You know. And I'm not saying, and I'm not going to fucking stand here and protect the cops. Hell no. Because, you know, as a man, they'll always take a woman's side. Or, and as a Latino, they'll always take the white person's side. I'm constantly warned, you know, be careful with the white people in my neighborhood because they will, if they attack you, the cops are going to take their side no matter what because they're rich. You know. So, you know, but as far as I'm concerned, everything is fine where I'm at. Thank you for the people that contacted me. Thank you for your concern. I will be looking into this a lot more so I can give you more detail in the future. I just wanted to give you that update. Also, something I want to bring up. What in the fuck is going on here in New York? I don't understand it. More and more pictures of men masturbating in public. I mean, or just women or people just going insane, just snapping. I don't know what's going on. Like, people are just, they're just going nuts. I don't know if there's like a beam or ray or whatnot or whatever conspiracy theory you could come up with that's causing this, or they're spraying gas and it's affecting certain people. I don't know. But people are snapping and doing some fucked up shit here in New York. They're either pushing people in trains, they're talking to themselves, they're jerking off, they're just getting violent. And I would really like to know what the fuck is going on. I mean, this guy, he went nuts and he started singing fucking NSYNC. He was like, bye, bye, bye. I'm like, shut the fuck up. And then he's like, okay, Justin Bieber. Baby, 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 ow. Like, motherfuck, people are nuts. People are fucking nuts. You know, so. Another thing. I'm just going through this quick. Just boom, 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 because I'm going to get to the subject here. Let me leave this conversation. Alright, I really don't have any fucking jokes. I'm sorry. I don't have any fucking jokes planned. That is my bad. So, Scientology leader's niece reveals church secrets. Another fucking religion that I hate. A fucking Scientology, because how they have abused people. They have had people killed. They freaking, I know a lot of people like to call me a fucking homophobe, but I've had gays on this show since day one. And they fucking abuse gays. They think it's a fucking illness, you know. Wow, China does suck. Yeah, damn, China sucks balls. All right, let me see. If anybody could do me a favor real quick, because I'm trying to get this guy to call. Not call in, but listen in. He's listening in China, and apparently the Great Firewall of China is preventing him from listening to the Crowd Shot Radio Show. Actually, let me see if I can get that fucking link. Hold on. Trouble hearing? Alrighty, let me send him the listen link. Hopefully that works for him. We got who? I don't know that. I'm just not even. Alright, let me get next. Also, in New York, every year they have this subway thing where, you know, men and women take the train riding in just their panties. I'm surprised the women that do this, because, you know, there's a picture on the Gothamist website where a woman's basically, she just has a jacket on and nothing else underneath, and she's wearing panties and boots, and her friend is wearing fishnet stuff. Basically, you know, it's slut walk. What do you call that? It's men and women together. What the fuck's that word? Co-ed. It's a co-ed slut walk, pretty much. You know, everyone walks around in their fucking underwear. And you know, it just, I don't know why the fuck it bothers me so much. Like, just like, fuck. Like, really, you think you're being fucking outrageous by walking around in your underwear? Oh, yeah. You know, I'm so wild. I'm walking around in my underwear. You want to be fucking wild? Just walk around with just a condom on and see your ass get kicked. Fucking ignorant asshole. You know, if that motherfucker that did the Coney 2012 thing was fucking doing that, jacking it, you know, fucking smacking the fucking sidewalk here in New York, he would have gotten his ass whooped, because nobody wants to see that shit. Everywhere else in the country, everyone's so fucking relaxed. It's like, oh, he got his balls flapping in the wind. Oh, well, God bless him. Oh, you know, over here, we don't got time for that bullshit. Like, yo, you know, you're gonna cause some shit, and it's gonna make me late somehow. And I'm getting tired of this fucking no pants subway ride. Yesterday was the 11th annual No Pants Subway Ride, in which hundreds of zany individuals rode the subway without pants on, taking photos of each other and giggling on how crazy their behavior is. Is, you know, really, that's fucking outrageous. And yet, if I fucking say a fucking nigger joke, you know, literally, oh my god, that's offensive. Oh my god. You know, it's like, you know, I made it was a pretty funny joke. It wasn't really so much racist. It's just because I used the word nigger and monkey and stuff like that, you know. You know, it's like, oh, that's, oh my god, that's too far. You know what? Come on. There's a reason why it's called fucking underwear. It fucking makes you look fucking stupid when those fucking little kids fucking walk around with their pants around their damn ankles thinking that shit is cool. You know. Wow, China sucks. This poor guy's trying to listen to the show and he can't because China has a fucking firewall. Actually, I should really put Anglo-Saxon. Anyways, yeah. And it's just really just upset. It just really, you're not being fucking outrageous. You're just being a fucking stupid fucking douchebag. That's really what it is, because you think, I'm so funny, I'm walking around with no fucking pants on. Douchebag. That's really what it is comedic douchebaggery. I mean, look, it's like, here it is. No, they make some points. New Yorkers deserve better, fresher pranks. Here are five reasons why we would like you to keep your pants on next year. Nobody wants to see you in your underwear. Have you thought about that? About how our poor, defenseless eyeballs are accosted by your unsolicited near nakedness, like wet underoos whipping our corneas. What planet do you live on where you think anyone wants to see your jiggling pale January human flesh, which is revolting enough from the neck up? This isn't fun for us. All right, everybody wants to see you in your underwear. Okay, so maybe and I'm surprised no one has gotten raped in the 11 years they've done the no pants subway ride. Like, no chick has been like, because you know what? People are going to say something. This is New York. You're going to hear some shit. You're going to hear some like, hey, baby, nice ass. Oh, I was raped by your words. New York City is not your college campus. This kind of stunt might be acceptable diversion out in the provinces or on the campus quad during freshman year, but this is a capital city. After 11 years, it goes without saying that this isn't novel anymore. How about a no duds in flip-flop subway ride, or hold your cell phone horizontally when filming a subway fight ride? It's not edgy if hundreds of people are doing it. Yeah. So, anyways, moving on. Oh, here it is. Okay, got this guy here. Thank you, Mark. Mark, you sent me a VPN thing. Let me send this to Josh. Boom. All right. Anyways, what else we gotta go? Oh yes, there a Harlem woman jumped to her death with her son, her 10-month son, on her chest. Like, I mean, I know this is going to come off as woman-hating, but, I mean, I'm just commenting on basically the commonality I see it on the news. Why, like, if you are having a bad day, if you're having a tough time with life, why do you take your kids with you? Like that woman, she drove her car into the river in Harlem, killing three of her four kids. This lady, luckily the baby survived. The baby survived the fall. She didn't. Good. But what in the fuck? Catherine Yates, she drowns her kids. It's like when these women snap, the first thing they do is they take their kids out. They kill their children. And I hate, you know, and you know, maybe men do it more than women. I don't know. I don't know the fucking numbers. But I just hear about women fucking killing their kids. Oh, well, my husband's not fucking, didn't buy me a Louis Vuitton purse. All right, time to drown Jimmy. Blah, 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 blah. Like, you know. All right, so, oh man, I just wanted to touch on that. All right, so I did a couple shows on this already on Christian identity. I just wanted to get more in depth with it, mainly just to piss those people off. Hi, cool guy, thank you for dropping in. And I got James, I got
yo, Amit. What's up?
I got James and Amit on. What's up? We're gonna just wanted to talk about this. As some of you probably remember, I was invited by someone who's sent me a number to a Christian Identity Preacher the Prank when I did the show back in February 15th. Afterwards, I got invited to go on the News Guy radio show where I, after I did my show, and I recorded the call. It's up on YouTube if you guys want to listen. Called to a Christian Identity. As soon as I go in, I called in to talk about my views, not really knowing what I was getting into because I wasn't really familiar with Christian Identity. I just knew there was some people that were really, really, really fucking racist, and thinking the blacks are a weapon of the New World Order, shit like that. I started seeing comments in the chat calling me a mongrel, a Mexican, a spick, basically cliche racial comments that internet cowards say when they know that they're safe from not getting, punched in the face. It's just, I think it's funny that these scared white guys, no offense, James, because James is a cracker.
Yum. saltine all the way.
All right.
For a good workout.
Saltine crackers, power. So that don't make you a bad person. I accept your paleness, and I will fight to your death your right to stay pale.
Hey, but you see that story about that one lady who went all trigger happy with going to them tanning salons?
No.
James, did you hear about that story? Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, she actually took her very young daughter to a tanning salon, tanned the crap out of her daughter. I guess her daughter had some issues, but this woman went from looking, halfway decent to looking like a piece of dried leather. It was just put all over her body. dried leather actually does sound very accurate.
Well, yeah, that wasn't there. Just stay on topic here. I just, and ever since I went on that show, I've been dealing with these fucking trolls popping in like they have the answers to the world. And basically they just made the unpleasant mistake of pissing me off and trying to fuck with my show. And now I just have to do a show. I mean, to me, Christian Identity is just as ignorant as feminism, Freemasonry, and Zionism.
Any kind of lens of identity politics removes personal accountability and personal responsibility from the person who's spouting all this bullshit. Yeah. Now, if they actually looked in the mirror and judged themselves based upon their own merits, or actually judged other people, oh my God, based upon their merits of personal accountability and responsibility, we wouldn't have half this fucking problem.
Well, I mean, it's like feminism. They're so focused on their own sense of superiority. They can't see nothing different, and they refuse to see anything different. I mean, they basically jerk themselves off to the point where it's like, oh yeah, we're the best thing around. We're the chosen few, and we don't have to do nothing but be white.
This is what happens when you speak in the corridor of a vacuum chamber long enough. I mean, you're literally the sound never gets past the ears of people in your direct group,
Hey, Louis, for the sake of those who may not know, or who haven't really been, on the 411 here, can you tell us a little bit about this group just to fill us in briefly?
Yes. Yeah, in fact, I'm glad you asked that, Amit. That was going to be the next part. Christian Identity is a racist white supremacist movement that hides behind and twists the words of the Bible to prove that how being white is better. It is a theological belief that the Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Scandinavian, Germanic, and associated cultures are the racial descendants of the tribes of Israel. Thus, by
that
extension,
includes Slavic?
I believe so. I don't know. But thus, by extension, Americans and Canadians are composed of the descendants of the ancient Israelites of the Old Testament, and that dark people and the Jews are evil. We have demon blood in us. And it's kind of ironic. They're similar. They have similar beliefs to the Black Israelites that believe that dark-skinned people like Native Americans, Latinos, and Blacks and Indians are descendants of ancient Israelites. So, according to the Black Israelites, me and you are Jews. Congratulations! Congratulations!
L'chaim.
Yes, l'chaim to you and shalom. You know, Ashmalam Aleikum. Oh wait, that's Muslim. My bad.
Boy, you're really putting some salt in some wounds here, man. You better hope that no one is Jewish listening to the show.
Yeah, well, whatever. Whatever. I mean, look, if you really read the Bible and you see where it come from, you know, Jews and Muslims come from the same dude. They both worship Abraham. So what's the... Why fight? Why fight? You're basically cousins. Don't fight. I mean, then again, me and my cousin used to fucking kick each other's asses. So you know, maybe in 20 years, maybe in 20 more years, they'll relax and be like, yeah, you know, here, borrow some shit. Anyways, Christian identity is basically wannabe Zionism for retarded racist sissies that gather up once a year, scream nigger kikes big ook in Jesus' name, amen. That's basically what Christian identity is. They're against race mixing and interracial relationships. I mean, they really talk about, and they hate multiculturalism because they think that it's a weapon of the New World Order to steal a nation. Amit, what the fuck? James or Amit?
It's not me.
Amit, what?
Not me. It's seriously not me. I don't know where the noise is coming from. Yeah, I've got a manual mute on my end, and it's a little switch on my headphones. So when I'm not talking, that thing's muted.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, we got... Yeah, Lenny Kravitz is listening, says Casey. Half of, like, both of him is offended. It's like, because he's half, according to the Black Israelites, fake Jew, but he's also half real Jew, according to the Black Israelites. According to Christian identity, he is fake Jew and demon. Because, get it? He's, you know, it's weird. Logan Mamzer says, Christian identity does not include Islamists. Islamists are non-white. Okay, so they hate Muslims too. So they just don't like nobody that isn't dumb. Yeah,
sounds like Nazis.
Well, yeah, they're probably neo-Nazis, and you know, it's just they're so afraid of multiculturalism. But essentially, like this was explained to me by someone. All cultures are the same. When you boil it down to the least common denominator. All cultures are the same. There's a specific type of music we like. There's a specific food we like. We're all loud when we get together as a family. God damn it, Amit! Fuck damn it! Fuck damn it, Amit! Fuck
what?
Damn it! Fuck
what?
Damn it! With the fucking rapper.
What rapper?
The thing that you're crumbling up right now.
There is no rapper. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I hear rattling and crumbling.
Do you hear anything now?
No, not now, because you probably put it down.
No, I switched my audio output to something else. That's why.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna give these freaking stupid headphones back to Amazon. This is what you get for ordering online and not properly shopping. You know. At Best Buy or something, but I didn't want to pay the 9% or 8% sales tax in Alabama.
Okay.
Anyways, I actually, going on topic here, a lot of cultures are very centralized in themes, one of which is pride and arrogance, you know, superiority. This isn't the first time we've seen, you know, a divine mandate for a segregated piece, a segregated segment of, that was a double, a segment of the human population being above all else. We've seen it, and it's just not an Anglo culture either, not in, like, European culture. I mean, we often think of it with the Nazis, but that's because it's the most contemporary example that many of us can identify with. including baby boomers and some of the old generations, as well as our generation.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what I'm saying. I mean, like,
but in the Indian caste system, they have a similar type of thing where in certain sects of Hinduism, the paler you are, the higher in caste you are.
Wow.
Yeah.
During the British occupation, did a lot of women try to mate with the white British soldiers or something to get a paler child?
They actually did it for more provincial reasons than just paler offspring. They did it so they can move up. Because remember, British soldiers were British royalty, British officers, British soldiers were a grade higher than the highest Indian caste or highest Indian nobility.
Mm.
If you were a young woman and somehow you found yourself married to a British soldier, your life was pretty good up until the very end. Then your life was in the shits because all your neighbors hated your bloody guts. They hated your guts anyways, probably when you first got married, but they didn't really have the power to act out their aggression. Towards the end, they did. That wasn't a good sign. It wasn't a good thing. Anyways, going back on point, it's not necessarily something that afflicts necessarily white culture. It's something that is just an inherent condition in the human condition. This is something new. I haven't heard of this. But I will tell you, Louis, though, these guys are probably a lot more pronounced and extreme in their views, but they're not necessarily the only ones who hold them and act them out. Case in point, almost every church that I went to in the past, pretty much I kind of felt like an outcast. Because the large majority of it, other than, you know, Southern Black Baptist churches, and that was a different culture of its own, okay? They preach from the same book, but how it's executed is radically different.
Well, yeah, every church or religion under the Christian umbrella interprets the Bible differently. I mean, it makes me wonder if, you know, other religious books are interpreted differently by sects of Muslims or what is the Hindu holy book?
Well, see, Hinduism. It's called the Bhagavad Gita, but that's really not our holy book. Right. That's just a book that's very much shared. You have to understand one thing about Hinduism.
Okay.
There are as many gods as there are people.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Because it's all about the pluralistic perspective. Converging to a singular entity. It's very abstract. It makes no sense. I think literally you have to be doing dope to kind of understand it. No, seriously, I think my mom and pops do dope to understand this shit, because I can't understand this shit.
And you're pretty
maybe
much
that's because... Imagine that's because I'm an engineer, and I pretty much question everything up the wazoo.
Well, does that mean you're an atheist?
No.
Oh, okay. So, anyways, let's get back to this Christian identity here.
What they call themselves, Christian identity?
Well, yeah, because, you know what? I hate to read this description on the Christian identity movement, because there's certain parts that I don't agree with, and I do believe that this was started as part of a COINTELPRO program. But, basically started by the government. I mean, I don't have... This is just me theorizing right now, but this is what they say as far as the history. The Christian identity movement is a movement of many extremely conservative Christian churches, which, you know, I hate the fact that they're like, oh, well, we're going to throw conservative out there, you know, because, you know, anyone that identifies as a conservative is obviously a racist. You know, this is basically more poisoning the well one. Christian churches and religious organizations, extreme white ring political groups, and survival groups. So basically, anyone that's that may be in a militia that trains, you know, to be self-reliant is obviously a racist. Is how they could just extend this. They're just Christian identity racist. You know, some are independent, others are loosely interconnected. According to Professor Michael Barkun, one of the leading experts in the Christian identity movement, this virulent racist and anti-Semitic theology, which is practiced by over 50,000 people in the United States alone, is prevalent among many right-wing extremist groups and has been called the glue of the racist right. Okay, first of all, I don't like the fact that they say anti-Semitic here because they only focus on Jews. I mean, they don't use it accurately. I know that's dumb. I know that sounded dumb, but it's just, I just don't like the fact it's like, oh, you're anti-Semitic because you hate Jews. Well, what I've learned is in order to be anti-Semitic, you have to hate all Semitic peoples, which includes Muslims. But of course, you know, of course they do hate Muslims and all that. Anyone who is non-white Christian, you know, who is not Christian and not white, they'll hate. But the largest Christian identity movement has traditionally been the Ku Klux Klan, which was reorganized in 1915 by William Simmons, a Christian pastor, who he had been inspired by the film The Birth of a Nation, which portrayed the KKK as a champion of the white civilization. The KKK slid into obscurity by the Second World War, but was revitalized in the mid-1950s as a reaction to enforced racial integration in the southern U.S. Alright, I mean, it's... And a lot of times these guys, they use the examples of, you know, black people that are misbehaving. Or, you know, look, I'm going to use the terms of... I'm going to loosely quote Chris Rock. There are two different types of people. There are black people, which are the hardworking people who are, you know, who work and bust their ass. And they're niggas, you know, and those are the people that fuck shit up. And of course, and look, I know I'm sounding cliche by sounding like this, but look, I got nigga Puerto Ricans that fucking fuck shit up for everybody else. I mean, but the thing is, to criticize black people is racist. But they'll use that as an example to say, oh, see, this is why we can't have black people or any minorities here, because they fuck shit up. And it's like, wait. I'm a scumbag because dumb guys don't know how to fucking act. I mean, I see both sides of this here, and I see the stupid, like, how they try to extend this. And I also see, wait a minute, you know, it just comes a point where, look, we gotta clean up our own backyard and get rid of these motherfuckers, or just start educating them. Like, look, stop acting like a fucking animal. We're human beings. If we're supposed to get this shit better, not fucking, I mean, fucking electing a black dude in office isn't gonna do it unless you're gonna fucking put in the work.
Put him to work. I don't think that guy has ever experienced what we normal people call work.
Well, of course, well, you know, I don't know. I mean, he's half white, too.
Oh, no, he's an Oreo, my friend. He may look black on the outside, but he is white as snow on the inside.
Well, his...
And all the negative connotations that go with it.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, that's neither here or there right now.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is they think this guy is the fucking Messiah, and they think, oh, well, you can't do nothing to me because there's a black guy in office. You know, it's that type of ignorant thinking. And that's all that really is going around in this world when it comes to Christian identity, when it comes to these black, these black people that act, you know, that are acting up in society. There is this channel on YouTube called Kick-Ass Mall Cop, where this guy, he's dealing with ignorant-ass people all the fucking time. You know, his job is to secure this little strip mall, and he has to kick people out because, you know, they smoke drugs on the block and he doesn't want ruckus happening. He's had to taser people in Alabama. He's black. Who he's dealing with are niggas. But at least he's trying to do something about it and trying to get people to, like, the government to try to clean it up so that way people could do business. But these, you know, if they only knew that how they're acting is giving power to these people to be like, you know, and normal people that think, oh, well, black people are this, black people are that, you know, they become racist because of what they see, and they don't like that shit. It's like, it makes it hard, like, you know, why should I be friends with a black person? They're gonna kick my ass, because, I mean, and again, that's also blame the media, because that's all they fucking show. But also, you gotta blame the people themselves for not cleaning up their own fucking house, and not distancing themselves, saying, look, that is some stupid ass behavior. That is not
there's a whole group of people
people out there. Okay.
I'm just saying the blame is around, and then you got these fucking dumbasses that make a fucking religion out of it. That we're afraid of race mixing, integrating. They're afraid of people becoming like one human race, and we're already one human race. Race is a fucking illusion, and I've said that on my show. I mean, biologically speaking, there is no difference between me and you. I mean, I can make a child with a black, I can make a child with a white, and vice versa. The zaniness could happen. Oh my God. I mean, it really fucking bugs me the fact that, you know, when you see a black and a white, or a Hispanic and a white, or a Hispanic and a black, or a Hispanic and an Indian, or whatever, and that's viewed as fucking taboo. It's fucking twin.
You want to know something real interesting? I'm glad you mentioned that. Do you mind if I share just a real quick bit on an interracial thing that I noticed this past week? I went to an interracial wedding, an Indian wedding. Do you know how tense things were as a result?
No, why were they so tense?
Because in the Indian culture, no matter how modern, no matter how contemporary the beliefs may be in practice, if a girl, an Indian girl, it's weird, it's really one way and it's really fucked up, but if an Indian guy marries an Indian girl, it's looked down upon, but not too much. It is
really
absolute lowest of lowest taboo for an Indian girl to be married to a white guy.
Oh, okay. Like, because for example, I used to work.
Because
in this...
your last name is going to be basically you. The girl always assumes the last name of the guy in the Indian culture.
Most cultures, she ended up.
I mean, go ahead.
So what happens when an Indian man marries a white woman? I've seen that.
Hell still breaks out, but just it's not the deepest circle of hell. It's sooner forgotten than an Indian girl marrying a white guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like there was congeniality between the groom's side of the family and the bride's side of the family. There was a bit of congeniality, but you can definitely tell there was a chasm of a gap between the two. I mean, there was cold shoulders. There was it felt you could cut the tension with a knife.
Then why the fuck did they show up?
Free food. The food was good. The food was good.
Assholes.
I wasn't there for the free food. Assholes. I wanted the free food. Listen, when you're a single guy and you can't cook for shit and you just moved to a new apartment, you take any free food you can get, even if you go to a freaking Chinese Jewish wedding. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, shit. And you know what? I'm not gonna try to like say, oh well, look, this is how cool Puerto Ricans are. But you know how cool Puerto Ricans are? We get invited to any type of wedding. Yo, we're bringing rice and beans.
Hey,
I'm talking about Puerto Ricans. I don't know. Fuck everybody else. But we're bringing rice and beans, and we're bringing a salsa CD, and we're teaching your abuela to fucking dance salsa. And you know what? By the end of the night, yo, that fucking rice and beans was slamming. Oh, geez, wah. Yeah, that means it was slamming, right? It was slamming, right? Everyone's having a fucking fun time. Everyone's fucking loving each other. And we're inviting our black friend Tyrone. Fuck him.
Don't forget the booze. That's an important one.
This was the wedding I went to, it was
a dry wedding. Oh my God, did we need booze in that one?
Oh, come on. You can't get married. A marriage is not a marriage until you're
family, the bride side family, were just as ultra conservative as these Christian identity guys are. How in the world she pulled off this wedding is beyond me. The food was abysmal, and I could literally tell that the bride side of the family tried to
spare as much expense as they possibly could.
Yeah, again, if a Puerto Rican would have been invited, we would have seen that shit dry. All right. we're going up to the groomsmen. Yo, we're going up to groomsmen, assembling a crew. All right, we're off. We're going to the fucking 7-Eleven, picking up some Coronas, some Heinekens, and some Bud Light, and a fucking thing of Dominoes, so that way the old men can have some. The old guys can sit down, freaking play some Dominoes.
Oh, I thought you meant the pizza. Okay, the Domino.
No. I'm talking about the actual Dominoes. We would have already brought the fucking. Here's some rice and beans for the reception. And that rice and beans.
You gotta have something classy, okay? You gotta have some Captain Morgan. Gotta have some Captain Morgan, okay?
Oh, Puerto Rican rum, yes. Yes, of course. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, no, of course.
And rum
the Captain
cake.
Morgan.
You forgot the cake.
Race mixing, bout it. Says eat hearty. Yeah, fuck this. We go in there. We make sure there's rice and beans. We make sure everyone comes. We make sure.
Fucking rice and beans. Good.
The rice and beans. And you know what? And if they were good friends, we're bringing roast pork.
Roast pork, okay. Well, what if they were good friends if you were Jewish?
Then we're gonna call it Bernil, and we're not gonna tell them what's it made out of. Like, no.
Oh my God! You're gonna have them saying like 50 Hail Marys. No wait, that's Catholic. Never mind.
Yeah. Oh, that's nothing. My Jewish best friend. You know, we went to go visit my mom. You know, before we went, you know, to go hang out. My mom goes, "Is he hungry?" And my friend goes, "I can eat." My mom freaking was about to feed him roast pork. I'm like, "Mom, he's Jewish." And then my friend goes, "What you trying to do? Send me to hell?" Yeah, it's like fuck it. But of course, we had some. Of course, my mom had some beef patties made out of turkey meat, and you know that was a hit. So that's probably what we'll do. We'll bring some, you know, some turkey meat, or you know, bring some beef, something. We're bringing rice and beef.
Hey, bring some jerk chicken.
We're Puerto Ricans, not Jamaicans. We don't know how to do no jerk nothing. We don't jerk nothing.
That could be considered in several ways, but okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, look, the point is, a mixing between the races is inevitable. You know, I don't think, and this is a question that was posed to me, and I never thought about it because I always hung out with different types of people, no fucking problem. You know, it's like, oh, do you feel more comfortable around your own people than other? Tell you the truth, I'm more comfortable around people that speak English. Than anybody else. It's like what? It's like, oh God.
I'm comfortable around people who aren't, you know, self-proclaimed misandric feminists. So if they
have a vagine, you're not about it.
What do you mean about it?
You're not about the vagina. You're not about gender mixing. You're not about it.
What do you mean gender mixing?
You're not about fucking. I'm just kidding.
You mean heterosexual relations?
Yeah. You know, are you about it?
Whatever the hell that means.
Is that a yes or no? Are you about it?
I plead the fifth.
Yo, people in the chat room, just give me are you about it if you're down with the fifth.
I invoke my Fifth Amendment rights, okay?
All right. That makes you suspect, my friend. Anyways,
well, that's wonderful. Tell that to OJ.
Hey, he had to do what he had to do. He's an American treasure.
Tell that to Michael Vick. He had to do.
Yeah, look.
Oh, the poor animals.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, look, so let me get this last point. You know, look, it's inevitable, you know, about race mixing or intermarrying or inter, you know. Look, you can't help who you fall in love with. Look, I'm attracted to, like Dave Chappelle says, I'm a horrible racist, but my penis is a humanitarian. Yeah. All right, and joke dead. But, like, really, I just want to piss these people off. So if you ever get in contact with people that, like, that say this, basically tell them you're a black man and you just cuckold their wife. And the next time they go down on their woman, ask them, how did I taste? Just be like, is your wife pregnant? It's probably with a black child.
Oh man, that is the worst, dude.
I know. But if they're gonna go hard, body and say, you know, call people spicks and whatnot, and say they're gonna burn in hell because they're dark skinned, just turn around and say, look, that, you know, either your daughter's gonna sleep with a black man just to piss you off, you know, and that's gonna be the best sex she's ever had, or she's gonna be with a Puerto Rican, and she's gonna get the best pussy licking she's ever gotten and the best fucking she's ever gotten. Yeah, that's all it really is. They feel so threat, and I just, you know, threaten them even more. Just make them feel even more threatened. Make them understand that, you know, they are, you know, inferior because they're a bunch of inbred motherfuckers. They freaking come up on my chat room, freaking try to talk about, oh well, the Jews this, the Jews. Jews. Like, I do believe in a fucking Zionist type thing, but look, I'm not gonna go around and say, oh, Jews are trying to screw me over. And, you know, they're like, oh, it's not all Jews. We're not talking about hating Jews. Yes, you are talking about hating Jews. Let's just cut the bullshit. Like, really, let's just cut the fucking bullshit, you know? Yeah. I got nothing else.
Well, I wanted to say something about what you were earlier saying about New York and all that skankiness. I was going to say, man, you got to get used to it. That's just New York.
About it. Yeah, no, I mean, it's not the skankiness. It's just like me as a comedian. You know, if they're not willing to go, like, evolve in their comedy, and they just think this little cutesy bullshit. Oh my god, this is so funny. Oh, you know what I did last year? The pants off. I'm so crazy. No, you're not, bitch. You're just a fucking douchebag. I mean, I hate this comedic douchebaggery. This is safe comedy. I'm the type of person that I will make an outrageous fucking joke in front of who the fuck ever. I mean, I think I said this story 2 weeks ago. You know, I was at this bar with my father and my uncle, and I was making jokes to I forgot exactly what jokes are there, but essentially making fun of black people, making fun of women. And there was this woman who was half black. She's like, excuse me? I'm half black, and you should be sensitive to who I am. True. I'm not a racist.
She's right. You should be sensitive to who she is. She's proud of who she is. Girl power.
Yeah. Like, look. I'm not a racist, but I do believe that I should be able to joke about whatever I want to joke with. And if you can't, and if you don't understand that it's a joke, it's just because you think you are so much better than everybody. And when you once I get that, I'm going in for the kill. So I started going over and over, like, you know what, I'm not trying to have kids because, you know, women just use them as lotto tickets. And I kept going boom, boom, boom. You know, she got up, she had to run to the bathroom because I made her vomit. I got a visceral reaction out of her.
Ew.
Yeah, she was so offended by what I said that it sickened her. And I'm really tired, like, and again, I mean, I guess we're officially done with Christian Identity. I mean, there's really not much to say. They're scumbags. But, you know, I am tired of comedians getting in trouble for what they say. They're comedians. They're not. Fuck. Even fucking politicians. Unless they're not saying, oh, we're going to raise your taxes. Or, you know, only black people or white people are allowed to do such and such. Shut the fuck. Just fucking don't worry about it. But when comedians are talking, they're doing it to make a fucking joke. They joke on shit that's hard hitting in society. I mean, they're to open the eyes of people. And especially in the 9/11 truth movement, they fucking love to quote Bill Hicks and fucking George Carlin, but they would never sit through a George Carlin or Bill Hicks special. They would never sit there and watch Bill Hicks because he says dirty jokes. He has this filthy bit where he's talking about advertising on how marketing is evil. And he's talking about how there's a woman masturbating herself, and she pulls back Coke. I mean, of course, I'm not saying the joke correctly. I'm just paraphrasing. But then that if that happened today, automatically he would have been he's objectifying women, and you know the joke would be repeated wrong fifth or sixth times, and then this guy is like, oh, he shouldn't work. He hates women. He hates woman's vagina. He's a rape apologist and shit like that, just for a fucking joke, you know. And people don't even fucking try to hear what the fuck the context is. They focus on the words and not the fucking context. And the context, I believe, is like 90% of the fucking joke.
That is true. I agree with that.
And I know, God, where was I going with this? What started me on this? How did I get here? I forgot how I got here. Hate when this happens. I go on a rant.
Girl power. That's how you got there. Girl power.
Oh yeah. This chick, she wasn't seeing my mannerisms, she wasn't listening to my cadence. She wasn't listening to the context. She didn't even fucking believe it when my uncle and my father were saying, oh, he's just joking like that. I mean, and I say offensive jokes, because you know what? Growing up, those are the types of comedians I listen to. I listen to freaking Jim Norton. I listen to shows like Opie and Anthony, and it's like, wow, you could joke about this? This is fantastic. And I'm sorry, it makes me laugh when someone's offended by words. I mean, unless it's fucking slander and you're lying and you're just joking about a situation. I mean, slander and lying, you know, well, slander and libeling or you know, trying to say, hey, let's go kill somebody is different than saying, you know,
girl power.
Not girl power. Girl power. Fucking feminazi. Girl power.
I'm gonna keep throwing that out like they throw out white power out there.
Yeah.
Girl power.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot different than saying, wouldn't it be fun? Like, wouldn't it be funny if you were raped by pigeons, or something like that, or something like that? It's like, you know, that's me telling a joke, but of course, to certain people, they'll just hear, oh, he made a rape joke. Oh, he's lessening fucking the power of rape and all that.
He's verbally abusing me. Girl power.
Girl power. Freaking, this is Tyrone Biggums. For you.
I remember that. Girl power.
Girl power.
It was like a sneeze. It was like a spastic.
Freaking, that's the one thing that annoyed me about the Spice Girls. It's like, girl power. I was like, bitch, are you going to make the light? Okay, what have you invented? Nothing.
They invented the headache, and we had to invent the aspirin to go along with the headache.
You know, women invented blue balls, and men had to invent masturbation. I'm just going,
yeah,
oh.
Yeah, and you know what the funny thing is?
Okay.
I promised
this wasn't going to be a girl-hating show. I promise.
Look, here's the deal. Whenever I went to Christian churches out there, or at least people who considered themselves bona fide Christian churches, here's the deal. Every time I went, the most racist remarks and the most, I guess, segregatory / racially bigoted actions that were directed towards me were done from the women in the congregation, not from the men.
Mm.
This is from the eyes of a minority going into a mostly Caucasian church. Now, were there African Americans there? Yes. Were there Hispanics there? Yes. There were a few Chinese and Japanese people there too.
Yeah, but they were the accountants. They weren't there because they were Christians. They were there because they're the accountants.
They were the accountants?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I do know that some of the. No, and you know what? I get that a lot down here in Alabama, man. I get that like cold shoulder thing. I haven't felt like this since I was back in high school, but they can't really do anything here because I'm part of an organization that's pretty, I'm part of a company that's pretty much like the, you know, big dog in town. You just don't mess with people who work at a specific location in the
city. Hold on, we got another caller on. Caller, how you doing?
It's up, but it's being retarded.
Alrighty, thank you very much. Go ahead, he hung up.
Oh, is that James?
No, well, James hung up, but that wasn't James, that was someone else.
Ah, okay.
Apparently, it's up, but it's being retarded.
Mm.
Yeah, I already talked about the serious shit. Now it's time to get silly. Getting silly, yeah.
Well, let me really quickly finish up. The most racially bigoted things that happened to me were as a direct result of the white women in the group. Mm. I gotta tell you, man, they are probably a lot more racist than the guys are. Mm. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of funny. In my personal experience, the most racism I got were from black men. Black women, I mean, they seem to be in my demographic, apparently. Many. I'm talking about lots. Yeah. Anyways, before we take a quick break and regroup, I would like to do the weather, because I've been getting some requests to do the weather. So what's up, this is the weather on the Crotch Shot Radio Show for Saturday, March 16, 2013. Current temperature in New York City is 33 degrees with an overcast. It's we had some flurries today all day, 3 days until spring, and we still have some flurries. Tomorrow, Sunday, for St. Patty's Day, is going to be 41 degrees high and with a low of 30 degrees, partly cloudy. Monday is going to be cloudy, 41 degrees for the high and 39 for the low. Tuesday, we're expecting rain showers where some flurries at 48 degrees, 32 for the low. Wednesday, partly cloudy, 43 and for the low of 30. Thursday, 41 degrees. 41 degrees with a low of 30. Friday, rain, 46 degrees with a low of 36. Friday is Saturday. It's going up to 50. Oh, shit! Oh! Oh, damn! 50 degrees high on Saturday, 37 for the low next week. And that's Louis B. This has been the weather report on the Crotch Shot Radio Show. There you go. That was your news. That was your weather. New York City weather. All right. And where else on any alternative media radio show, do you get that type of fucking entertainment? Do you get that entertainment from Alex Jones? Do you get that entertainment from Jack Blood? Do you get that type of fucking entertainment from Vinny Eastwood? Do you get that type of entertainment from any of those shows on Horacle or whatever Jew hating network out there? No. You get that from me. And you know what? I get shitted on, but then they'll fucking steal my bit, fucking assholes. Anyways, we're gonna be right back. And you know what? Fuck it. We're doing prank calls. So get your fucking phone numbers, peoples. Tell everyone we're doing the prank call show. We're gonna come back after this song, so that way you guys can regroup. Remember, do not put phone numbers in the chat room. Send it to crotchshotradio@yahoo.com and tell me who they are and why you want them pranks. And you know, give me as much details as you can. All right, this is a Crotch Shot Radio Show, kicking the issues in the balls and having fun doing it.
Taking pills for the pain no one ever has to know. it slow. There's a part of you dying to show it, and I'll take you there. Yeah, I'll take you there. Have your way, take control. It's your face, I can never deny it, and I'll take you there. Yeah, I'll take you there. And she's that girl with the evil smile. She loves to show, taking pills for the pain. No one ever has to know. Yeah, with that look in her eyes, she's tearing me up inside. She finds a pleasure in pain. One touch will drive you insane. And she knows.
What's up, this is the Crowd Shot Radio Show. That song was Take You There by the group Dive. Just check them out, MySpace. Not MySpace, fucking MySpace. Who the fuck fucks with MySpace anymore? Anyways, this is, you want to go to Facebook. Just go to Facebook.com/Dive. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah, that sounds about right. So anyways, we're doing prank calls because, you know what? I think I talked about enough shit.
Prank calls, sweet.
We're doing prank calls. We got to do some prank calls.
Oh, yeah, man. You want some?
Yeah, well, yeah, don't say it over the air. Do not put it in the chat room. Email it to me. Yeah, put it on Skype me. Skype me. I already got a number.
Best.
Yeah. Alrighty. All right. Stay quiet.
JLP.
Hello. Can I speak to John?
You're speaking.
Hey, John. How you doing? I got a bone to pick with you.
Okay.
Look, I don't know what gun you sold me, but I think something's wrong with it. Was this used? You sell used guns, right? Because I think I bought the. Yeah. Look.
What would you buy?
Look, the Glock. The Glock.
The Glock?
Yeah. Something's wrong with the firing pin here. So, you know, it keeps. Sometimes it'll fire, sometimes it won't.
First off, who are you and what Glock? Because I'm trying to remember what Glock did I sell. So.
My name is James Rutherford Banners.
Who'd you use for your transfer?
You.
You didn't purchase a Glock off of me.
Yes,
Did you use me as a transfer?
They said, well, on the paperwork here, it says John.
Okay, well, what Glock did you purchase from me?
Tell you the truth, I don't really know.
Yeah, because I don't think you purchased a Glock from me.
So what school are you in? I'm right there in Phoenix.
Phoenix, okay. So did you use me as a transfer?
That's what it says here on the paperwork.
Okay, well, if you used me as a transfer, you didn't buy a Glock off me. You just paid me a $20 transfer fee.
Oh, well.
So
all right, so
you're yelling at the wrong person.
Okay, well, I got a problem here. Look, I got my gun in my hand right now.
Okay.
I'm trying to shoot it, and, you know, it's not working. Oh, shit! Oh, my fucking foot! Oh, son of a bitch! Oh, you motherfucker! Oh, God, I call you back. I gotta go to the emergency room. Oh, shit.
I don't think he fell for it. I don't think he fell for it. All right, I sent you a number, okay, on Skype.
I'm sorry. Yeah, he didn't really sound like he fell for it. It just sounds funny to me.
Oh. Okay. Oh, okay. Alrighty.
There's going to be a certain theme going on here. You'll see.
Okay, wait. Before I call. Okay.
Did you get my number?
Yeah, I got it.
Cool. Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, Michelle.
Yes.
Hi, it's me, Joseph. Just calling because, look, I just have to confess to you. I think I have feelings for you. Hello?
Who is this?
Joseph.
Joseph.
I mean, yeah, I've been noticing you around the neighborhood, and, you know, I really think that I could be the man of your dreams. I know you're married and all, but, you know, mistakes can always be corrected. I mean, you agree?
I don't know who you are. Who are you?
Look, I mean, I never really officially introduced myself. I just, look, all I'm saying is, look, if I can't have you, I'm just going to shoot myself.
Okay.
I mean, look, I can make you so happy, happier than you've ever been. I mean, I don't know what this guy has done for you, but I really don't think you're being treated well.
Who are you?
Joseph.
Joseph who?
Stevens. I'm in the neighborhood. I mean, we shop in the same supermarket. I'm single, I haven't been married, I don't got no kids, so zero baggage. But I've just seen you, you're so beautiful. I mean, it's like you create your own light. I mean, that's how vibrant I think you are.
I appreciate that, but again, I have no idea who you are.
Well, you want to meet up?
Scary? No.
No, no.
Who are you?
Joseph Stevens.
I don't know who that is. Where do you live?
I live... Like by you. I mean, I'm in Rocky Hill right there, in the neighborhood. I'm by Carlton Lane. I mean, look, I know your husband, Vladimir. I mean, he doesn't look like he really serves you.
Okay, you're like a little weird and, Look. I think go ahead with your first idea. That works for me. Have a nice night.
Fuck. Oh, well.
All right. You want a little background on this fucker?
Okay.
When I served time in Connecticut for 6 months, okay, we were the building that we were in, that I was in, I was on the bottom floor. They're all hardwood floors. This motherfucker was louder than fucking World War II, man. This son of a bitch fucking woke my ass up. I could literally tell when he had to go take a shit. Because he had to take a shit at exactly 4 o'clock in the morning. I was always the first one at the office. Because after this guy fucker got up, he would never go to sleep. And I'd hear basically every fucking thing this fat fuck did. His name was Vladimir Kinney. He was fatter than holy hell. He looked like a fucking Russian mob boss. Congratulations, Mr. B. You fucked with a mob boss wife.
Ah, very good. Thank you.
I hope you have connections with the Puerto Rican gangs in New York to keep you safe from the Russian mob in Connecticut.
Nah, I know someone fatter. We're good.
So she had no qualms with you shooting yourself for your unrequited love.
I appreciate that, but this is kind of scary. Damn.
That was good, man. That was good. God, right. That was amazing.
She. All right, who else we got?
Oh.
Oh, my foot. I'm still laughing. Ah, my foot! Son of a bitch! Oh, I don't have to worry. Freaking Nancy will protect me. Don't worry, we're good. Alrighty. Fucking starting a war right now. Oh, man. What else? I need phone numbers, people. Oh, man. Is Christy on Skype-less? Okay. Okay, who else? Okay, everyone's staying fucking quiet. Everyone's quiet. All right, well, while we do that, let me play this.
Get real and heal. Listen to Christy on Soul Journeys Radio. Live Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 7 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
There we go. Less crusty. She'll have you shooting yourself in the foot. Shit. Oh, there goes the other toe.
Alrighty. AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Yeah.
Eh, fuck it. Let me call Louis B. Classic. Or Louis B. Original Recipe. Also known as my father.
Let's see what he got. Add people to this call. Alright.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna see what that with Original Recipe got to say. Alright.
Hello?
Dad.
Hey, Poppy, what's up?
What's up? I got a gun.
You what?
I went and I got my gun license.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, look, I got it like right in my hand. I'm touching it, you know, I went to the Seneca gun range and they just took care of it. It was a really fast process. I thought it was going to take me like 6 months, man. They did it, you know, cause I went on Monday. And in a week, you know, I bought the gun. It was like $200. So, you know, so
what,
now.
What
now,
kind of gun?
It's a Glock. Glock 145.
A Glock?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's flat.
Be careful.
Yeah, look, I got it. No, I'm totally careful. It's, oh, shit! Oh, God! God! Shit! Oh, what did I? Oh, God damn it, there's the other one. Oh, hi, Dad.
Hey, what's up?
Hi. Mm-hmm. I'm fine. By the way, you're live on the air.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what's up?
Yeah, nothing. Just thought I'd call and fuck with you a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, say hi to the people. You're live.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
People are saying hello. What's up, Original Recipe?
Well, everybody is saying hello.
All right, they heard you.
Oh, yeah? Hey, how you doing, people?
Yeah. Alright, you going? You
I'm looking for a wife for my son.
I don't want a wife. I don't want a wife. I just want.
I don't care. She looks like a troll, but she has to be. She has to cook.
I don't want a wife that looks like a troll. I want a pretty wife that knows how to cook. Why does it have to be an ugly bitch?
Because she cook better.
I would rather starve and yet have a pretty wife than a fucking ugly than gain weight with an ugly bitch.
Yeah.
All right, Dad.
Okay. I'll talk to you later, man.
All right. I am fooling no one. I am fooling no one with that gunshot. My dad could give two shits. Not a single fuck was given. Oh, God. All right. Amit, you there?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
I had, my thing was on mute because just want to make sure there was no other additional.
Oh, shit. Fucking accidental gun discharges are happening on this show. Oh, fuck. Here's a school bus. Oh, man. Oh, look, here's a school bus.
Let's do some more prank calls, Mr. B.
Well, if there are any fucking phone numbers, I mean, if not...
I got some. I didn't want to, you know, I want to be courteous to our other listeners, but if they don't have any numbers, then I can provide them.
Well, to fuck that, just provide the numbers.
Okay, hold on. Hold on, now.
Jesus, they'll make me... Fucking shoot. Amit, watch out!
Yo, what?
Damn,
dude, you messed up, man.
You actually thought you got hung up on?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, E. Tarnas said, I always wanted to marry the National Geographic cover girl in the centerfold. Pin-up sack boobies. I need a woman with fucking sandbag tits. Fucking, in case there's a flood, just stack her up. Fucking, keep this fucking place dry, bitch. What's taking you so long? God,
Got a perfect one right here. All right. She's an Obama worshiper, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put her number in here, and I'm going to put her name in here.
Is that the same chick I called?
No.
No, the one you called was a black chick. This is a white chick. She's...
Alrighty. Alrighty, I'm just... Alright. Mm-hmm. Okay. Alrighty.
Fun time.
Fun times. Alrighty.
Do you know what you're going to say?
Yes, I do.
Have you scripted it out? I don't want this to be on the fly.
Go suck a dick. We're going to do this. Alright? Stay safe.
Alright.
Hi, this is Lauren. I'm unable to get to my phone right now. Please leave me a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Yeah, well, she didn't pick up. Oh, leave a message. Now you tell me leave a message. All right, I'm going to try calling again. Alrighty. Oh, before I call, administration. Alrighty. As we... All right. One message.
Hi, this is Lauren. I'm unable to get to my phone right now. Please leave me a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, Miss Garrison. This is Ted Stevens from the Obama Moving Forward for America Public Service Initiative, set up by the Obama administration to combat guns in the inner cities. Since the conservatives do not want to budge on the right to bear arms, we in the Obama administration have come up with a plan, and we're just feeling this out to see how people would like this. Arming minorities in the inner cities and in the South to protect themselves against racist white supremacist groups. We would teach them, there would be a government program on how to teach them how to shoot. We would start as young as 15, and also basically train them as civilian militias to help protect their cities and their neighborhoods from any type of crime. Because they're, you know, as you can see, the statistics show that many minority men, as young and boys, are killed by gun violence. If we train them to defend themselves, we believe that number will lower. perhaps also combat the racist whites in this country. Please call us back at 1-800-4-OBAMA and tell us your opinion. Thank you and have a good day. Bye. And done.
Yeah, you went on for a while there.
Yeah, well.
Oh, God, you're crazy.
Yeah. She's going to be like, what the fuck? Give black people guns? No! Be like, what up? First the Obama phone, now the Obama gun. Obama 2012. Yo, girl, I got the Obama gun. Keep Obama in president, you know. Shooting crackers. That's how you combat gun violence. Helping the community. How did you get the Obama gun? See, if you are low income or on government or disability, you know, you get an application with an Obama phone. Obama gun. Get the Obama gun. Ah, fuck it. I got nothing else. I think I pretty much, that I'm done. I'd like to thank everyone for listening to today's show. Big shout out to everybody. Remember, if you're a Christian identity, suck it. If you're a racist, suck it. You're just dumb. But, you know, if you're with me and you don't mind the jokes, you want to roll with Louis B, what you gonna do when Louis B runs wild on you, brother? Brother! Anyways, can I get a cum bubbles in the chat room if you agree, if you're gonna roll with me, son? Cum bubbles. Like to give a big shout out to the people in the chat room that have decided to stick around. I like to give a shout out to Casey, Christy, Donna, Nancy, Wendy, and Anon, whoever Anon is. James, big shout out to James, and Amit. Amit, like to give a big shout out to Amit. Amit Patel, don't fuck with him. He'll kick you in the nuts.
There you go. Yeah, buddy.
Friggin' 21 gun salute. Yes, Second Amendment, son. No, I know. People are like, that's less than 21. Fuck it.
I'm not going to stay here. Click, 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 click. Anyways, yeah, this has been a Crotch Out Radio Show. And as always, from my house to your house, mahalo.
That's the end of my show. Donk.